Jim Elledge is coming down to sign his new book, Henry Darger, Throwaway Boy, The Tragic Life of an Outsider Artist. Henry Darger is one of the earliest and most controversial outsider artists. He was a custodian in Chicago, born in the late 19th century, died in, I believe it was 1970s or so. Just after he died, his landlords found a 15,000-page book.
15,000?
15,000-page book with this really elaborate stories of the Vivian Girls.
Volume 1 of the story of the Vivian Girls and what is known as the realms of the unreal, of the Glandico-Angelinian war storm caused by the child slave rebellion.
Tracks these seven girls trying to lead a civil uprising about freeing children against the adult oppressors. Darger has these really elaborate, gorgeous illustrations, and nobody had any idea any of this stuff was going on. I was mopping floors and taking care of a building all this time. And so this stuff was discovered in his apartment. This new book, Henry Darger, Throwaway Boy, is his new biography of Darger. And it's a really great new look at this fascinating character.
And will introduce many people to the man for the first time.
Yeah, I think so. So Jim Elledge will be signing his book, Henry Darger, Throwaway Boy, The Tragic Life of an Outsider Artist, at the Highland Ballroom this coming Thursday at 7 o'clock. And this is an event put together by Acapella Books.
Darren, our next literary event features two women who are keeping alive the great art of Southern storytelling.
Yeah, Anne Height and Karen Spears Zacharias are coming to town. They're going to be here Sunday at 5 o'clock. That's the 8th, to talk about their two books, The Story Catcher, which is Anne Height's new book, and Karen Spears Zacharias' book, which is Mother of Rain. Many folks know Anne Height from her previous book, Ghost on Black Mountain, which was a finalist for the Townsend Prize and won the Georgia Author of the Year Award. And Karen Spears Zacharias has really made a great name for herself as well. But both of these books kind of share a theme of the surreal or the supernatural, I guess you'd say. In the case of Anne Height's The Story Catcher, the book centers around Shelley Parker, who works for Pastor Dobbins. And she hears all the ghosts of Black Mountain, all the long dead voices. But one of those ghosts starts haunting Faith, the daughter of the pastor, and threatening her with revealing long gone sins, and really terrorizes her. So she goes to Shelley, who has this reputation of communication with the dead, and two of them set off on a quest to find the one living person that can kind of free them of these voices. For Karen Spears Zacharias' book, Mother of Rain, the book starts with Maisie as an orphan girl. She's sent upriver to be raised by her aunt and her uncle. Her uncle's a doctor. When she arrives up in this little town of Christian Bend, she also hears voices of the dead from the area. And they plague her, but while she's there, you know, she grows up and she falls in love with Zeb, one of the local boys. And through that romance, the voices go away, and she finds calm, and she have a boy, Rain, but then World War II comes and Zeb goes away. With him gone, the spirits, the demons actually come back down on Maisie, and the book really pivots there. So these two authors should be a great presentation together. They are going to be at the Georgia Center for the Book, the DeKalb Library, on Sunday at 5 o'clock.
Darren, thank you so much for the preview of this week's literary events. We look forward to welcoming you back in next Monday.
Absolutely. See you then.
For more information about anything Darren and I have talked about over the past few minutes, you can find details online. We're at wabe.org/citycafe.